Oh, money in a relationship, guys, can be a tricky one, and I'm sure you have felt that too in the past in relationships, or maybe you're feeling that right now, where you have a vision or an idea, or you've been taught of how to think and talk about money, and maybe your partner has different ideas, different thoughts, been taught differently. Maybe they don't want to talk about money and you think it's imperative. Maybe you are hesitant to talk about money because you've been scarred in the past in a relationship where maybe it ended badly. And so the truth is, you just gotta talk about it. We've gotta have an open discussion about how the hell, as a couple, you start to talk about the finances. Because like anything, if there's an area in your relationship that you're not going deep, that you're not being transparent, it will all lead to a possible fracture in your relationship. And so yes, while talking about money, guys, isn't sexy, it can absolutely deepen our love and our respect in our relationship. So guys, today, me and my husband of 20 years go deep in talking about the importance of talking about money and how on earth you navigate that. And guys, if this episode brought you value, please, please do subscribe, share with your homies, rate and review. That is how you show the love. Now, let's dive in to relationship theory on Women of Impact. Enjoy the episode. All right, so kickoff question from Emily Kalowski from Facebook. I think this was last week or the week before. We are a one-income family. My husband works from home and I stay home with our daughter. What is the best way to communicate the guilt I have for not contributing monetarily? Husband says it's not a big deal, but I find I put my own needs on the back burner because spending money on myself is difficult. What's your best tip for discussing finances? So I feel like there's kind of two parts to that. One, her being a stay-at-home mom and her husband going out to work, and that she feels guilty that she's not contributing with on the money side of it. And then two, she's putting her own needs on the back burner because she then feels guilty about spending anything on herself.
Right.
So
take it away, homie. Like this, you want to talk about something you've got just mad expertise in.
Yeah.
So walk people through, because I don't know if everybody realizes for like the first... God, like 8 or 9 years of our marriage, you were what I called the CEO of Bilyeu Industries, but you stayed at home.
And that, let's just address the name first. So I, for whatever reason, I didn't like the word housewife. And I don't know why, because maybe at the time I didn't really realize the weight that it, like women have. Like being a housewife is freaking hard work. And there's a lot of time and energy and dedication that goes into it. But growing up, I kind of always thought of being a housewife as like the easy out. I don't know, like total misconception, but I did. So I didn't really put much weight to that word. And so I really didn't like calling myself a housewife. And I remember once I was going through immigration and you have to fill out your profession. And I was actually with my sister, Lily, and she was like, oh, housewife. And I was like, no, don't put that. She was like, well, why not? And I said, because I don't see myself as a housewife. And then I got stuck and I was like, well, what do I see myself as? And so it really was an identity thing. And me and you sat down and I was very honest with you about the fact that I didn't like to be called a housewife. And you were like, well, look, at the end of the day, that's just a title. Like the truth is you run the family, you run the household. What you do isn't... isn't more than I do. Like the workload is just as equal. It's just you get paid for it and I don't. And so the word itself doesn't have meaning. So really you were like, I see you as the CEO of Bilyeu Industries, and Bilyeu Industries is just me and you. Like it wasn't a company at the time.
Don't forget Batman.
And we had that little puppy Batman. You're right. But just in that, like you were so, encouraging and empowering for me to really feel like I could own what I was doing and feel good about it. And just by that little twist in the title made me feel good about what I was doing. And then we sat down and we discussed all the things that made us a team, right? If you're going to go out from X time to X time, or like all day and night working, then what is it that I need to bring to the table where we feel like now we're equal partners? And it was the food, it was the finances, it was the mail, it was taking care of the puppies, it was if something was sick, or our insurance. Like, it was all these things that women do as housewives. But there's a lot to do, and it does take up, you know, a lot of your time. Now, I'm not saying that it was full-time for me. I definitely had the flexibility of I could go to the gym whatever time I liked. I could have lunch with my friends if I needed to or wanted to. But it really was like we had sat down, had that open discussion. I was very open with you about how I felt about being a housewife because I did love art and I did love the idea of business. And so you were like, well, you are running in a business. So I loved that. That communication really helped me figure out where I fell. And then on the money side of it, I also struggled with that because I was like, well, I don't want it to feel like it's your money, right? Because again, that's not fair. If we're coming into this as a partnership, if we've decided this is what we're doing as a partnership, you're going to go to work every day, I'm going to stay at home and work on the BU Enterprises, then whatever money comes in should be 50-50. And you were very, I mean, I think it was even your idea, to be honest. And so we had one bank account where your paycheck would go into that bank account. And then we sat down as a team and we said, all right, how much do we need to put towards, you know, our bills? How much do we need to put towards this? How much do we want to save every? And I think we were a little different on the savings because I was brought up with like save every penny that you can. And you were like, but I don't just want to save my way into, you know, wealth or stability. Like I want to make sure that we're using the money in the right way so that we can really have the life that we want. So we had discussed, okay, what percentage of our salary do we feel that is we're comfortable in putting in the savings account? And then we had separate bank accounts, and that was our personal. And that was, all right, every week or every month we put a certain percent in my bank account for me and then for you. Because I remember the one time like you, before we did this, you even said to me, it was something like you a video game. And I was like, $50 for a video game? Like, that's so expensive, babe. Like, we can't afford it. And you were like, you know what? It doesn't make me feel good to ask for permission. So instead of asking for permission, like, I want to feel like an adult. I want to feel like I can make my own decisions. And if I really want to just waste the money, I want to be able to do that without having to ask you. And so that's where I think, I don't know if I'm right, my memory's kind of jogging me a bit little, but I think that's where we then were like, okay, let's have our separate bank accounts. And if you want to know how much is in my bank account, fine, but like, I'm going to spend it however I want. If I want to buy new shoes every week, I don't have to ask you. I don't want to feel guilty about it. And that was really important for me because I didn't want to feel like I was a kid going to, you know, my dad to ask for pocket money. I wanted to feel like an adult. And if I wanted to spend money on something that made no sense to everybody else, I'm going to do it without guilt.
Yeah, no question. And so to, I guess, give the other side of that equation. So as the person who was making the money, I think that the real problem that people get into is so many people would say, well, I'm the one that's going out, I'm earning the money. Mm. Like there should be a greater percentage allocated to me, or I should have more power in the relationship or whatever. That is to fundamentally misunderstand the nature of a human being. So it's like, if I put myself in a position of power that feels great for me, but it disempowers you and it's going to feel terrible for you. So that just seemed so obvious to me that it was a terrible long-term strategy. And yeah, that, so this is where people really have to think and be honest with themselves about what they want in the relationship. So if what you want is power, you're never going to have a great long-term relationship because as you, like if you see power as like a zero-sum game where I'm going to take more of the leverage in this because I'm earning the money or whatever, then the other person is diminished in their power. They're going to feel unequal. That doesn't play out well over time. That literally diminishes them as a person. I never wanted to do that. So very, very early on, it just seemed so obvious to me that the only reason that a relationship was worth all the sacrifices that you make is if the person makes you feel better about yourself when you're around them, when you're not. Mm. So, but that has to be a two-way street. And the way that you frame everything matters, like period, like life, there's nothing objectively true. So if I was to say, oh, you're just a housewife, right? Mm-hmm. Like, imagine I never even said the whole thing about you're the CEO of BillU Industries. And I had just said, but babe, you're a housewife. Of course you should get half, right? Then it would be like, whoa, like I could have helped you see housewife as like the most amazing thing you could ever be. And that just all comes down to the framing. Now, because I was like that was the beginning of my entrepreneurial journey. The notion of like being a CEO just resonated with me so much. I wanted to give you, I was essentially giving you the gift I would want to receive by calling you the CEO of BLU Industries. But that became the frame with which we both looked at it. So you felt very empowered. I treated you in every way, shape or form, like half that money really was yours. Mm-hmm. Because by the way, I really believed that, like I internalized that. And I was like, she's facilitating what I'm doing. And so to demean that just seems crazy, like, but even if it's not crazy, it's a terrible long-term strategy. So we've got to feel like equals in the relationship. Mm. We both have to facilitate that. So yeah, that just seemed like a no-brainer. So ultimately, her and her husband together, they have to do the work. She's got to immediately stop feeling guilty about spending money on herself. That's a terrible long-term strategy. Also, so it's like, just accept that I get it. I understand why you feel guilty, but that's not going to serve you. So because it's not going to serve you, and for no other reason, set it aside. Reframe it in a different way and either see that you really are facilitating him and thusly it is a true partnership, or if you believe that you're not facilitating him, go get a job. Mm. So, and if it's like, as soon as you go, yeah, I should go get a job. Well, wait, then the kids, or I'm not going to be able to. It's like, yeah, exactly. You just realize the value that you actually are bringing. So if you really are bringing value, accept it, own it, internalize it, and really like stand up to that. Don't like allow yourself to feel diminished by yourself, by the way, or by your husband. And if you're realizing I'm not bringing value, go get a job and then you're going to have money. So, but one of those two things needs to be true, right? So that would be my advice.
Yeah. And within that framing, it made me feel less like I was like a maid, because we didn't have kids. So it purely was like I was cooking, I was cleaning, I was, right, you know, doing like chores. But in feeling like we had equal partnership, it was like a responsibility than it was a chore. And if you came home and, you know, we were out of something in the fridge or whatever, I would take responsibility, that not feeling like, oh shit, I'm a maid and I've let you down. It's like, oh, it's a partnership and I haven't fulfilled my end of the bargain, mm, right? Because it's like, if you were just like, babe, I'm not going to go to work today. In fact, I'm going to take the whole week off, right? Like, I would be like, well, babe, you got to go to work. So I would, you know, put that on you. And so expecting that back, I was very okay with it. So if you came home and you're like, hey, look, you know, I need to go work out and I don't have food, just putting that kind of reflection on, okay, well, if you had said to me, I'm not going to go to work, like I would feel the need to like say to you, you need to. And so for you to do that to me with that framing of it's a partnership, it didn't make me feel like I was a maid and I was just serving you.
Sure.
Because as a, you know, I like to think of myself as an independent woman, I definitely didn't want to feel like I was just serving you. I wanted to feel like we're in it together and this is a joint partnership and we've decided this is the life we're leading together. So, yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're fed up of people constantly pushing you around, ignoring your boundaries, and just disrespecting you left, right, and center, then it's time to finally stop letting people walk all over you and start actually standing up for yourself, my homie. Because trust me, I've been there, staying silent and living a life I never actually wanted for myself, but lacked the confidence to do anything about it. But I was able to go from someone who settled and lacked all the confidence in herself to someone who comfortably commands respect. And guys, and my homie, even with the fears, the doubts, and uncertainty, you can finally go after what you freaking want in life, set boundaries, speak up, show up, fight imposter syndrome, and stop
people pleasing. And I break down how to actually do this step by step in my book, Radical Confidence. And when you pre-order your copy of Radical Confidence right now today, guys, you can get a free gift valued at $171, which includes my ultimate guide to Radical Confidence, which is a workbook that you actually can work through as you're reading my book, 3 months ad-free listening to Women of Impact on podcast, and 1 hour exclusive relationship coaching sessions with me and my hubby of 21 years, Tom. So my homie, if you go and pre-order this book right now, you get all of those things for utterly free, which has been valued at $171. So go over to radicalconfidence.com to pre-order your copy right now. That's radicalconfidence.com. See you there, my homie. Let's freaking go.